This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Just a reminder that Diet Starts Tomorrow is a podcast for entertainment purposes only. It is not a medical podcast and does not constitute medical advice. Always seek the advice of a physician or a health professional.
Betches Media presents
Diet Starts Tomorrow.
I stand behind my decision to avoid salad and other disgusting things.
With me, Remy Casimir.
I'll have what she's having.
And me, Emily Lubin.
Remember, chew like you have a secret.
We're here to amuse
your boosh.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Remy.
And I'm Emily. And today we have a scoop du jour. And
it's going to take up the whole episode.
Yeah. We have a lot to delve into today.
The scoop du jour, it could be a little stale at this point, but people are still doing it.
Well, the jury is still out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is something that we stumbled upon. Alex Earle has been posting since, I believe, January 1st or 2nd mm-hmm. that she started doing the 30 hard, mm-hmm. which is an adaptation of the 75 hard challenge that you guys have probably seen around yeah. the internet.
Yeah.
And people are being very critical of her progress on this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, so this is why I wanted to talk about this, because this girl, and I will admit, I don't know everything about Alex Earle. I'm not like
her demographic. No, I saw, like, okay, so I found out about her because everybody was saying, like, you know, it's the Alex Earle light and stuff. And you're like, mm-hmm. who is Alex Earle? Like, and she just makes front-facing videos. She's party girl. She makes content. It's makeup tutorials, all this stuff.
Yeah.
She is a very straight-sized woman. And I saw this TikTok that she was doing 30 hard, and I had heard of it-ish. Like, I didn't want to look into it too much because my algorithm, just from looking into walking pads, thinks I am on a diet. And
right.
I was like, I'm not trying to
Google anymore. You have to be careful with that algorithm. This.
Yeah. She's doing it. It seems to be like a thing you do in January or you yeah. know, like a workout.
To me, it harkens back to a few years ago when everybody in January was doing the Whole 30, which is like yeah. no processed foods.
It was mostly food stuff.
It's mostly food stuff. I actually did it. I tried it.
Okay.
There are all these rules, but basically it's like no store-bought food and everything natural, so to speak. Like
nothing
fresh produce.
Store-bought?
Nothing, like no store-bought meals or takeout meals. Okay. Like you cook everything at home.
I was like, grow your own carrots.
No. Oh my God. It's not homesteading. Yeah. But that is also a trend that I've been catching on to. People
but
have been.
But that would be crazy.
That
if they
would
were
be
like,
crazy.
Don't enter a store for 30 days.
No.
And it's like, yeah, you'll lose a lot of weight because you
won't
can't
be eating.
Grow vegetables yeah. in that amount of time.
You'll be eating grass.
Yeah. Trying to grow my own wheat in my studio apartment in New York City.
Can you imagine? I mean, I'm sure there are people who do it. I'm sure there are people who have like little balcony gardens where they grow all their
would
own.
Like make bread with a starter, but like you sourdough still have to buy the starter at the store.
Yeah, so sourdough starter was big during lockdown. I remember that. But I never did a sourdough starter, but Whole 30, it was basically like nothing processed, mm-hmm. nothing prepackaged, all fresh produce, and you could have grains, mm-hmm. I think. But they had to be specific types of grains. Like it was essentially kind of like a paleo diet, mm-hmm. I think, but there were more things allowed.
And you did it when?
Oh, this had to have been like 2015 or something that
and
I
you
tried
did it.
It.
Why?
Because this is what people do in January. You know, I never, this is why I relate so hard to Alex Earle doing this.
Did you do it the whole time? Did you complete it?
So I did.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I had to make some adjustments because at the time I was really poor. So when I did the Whole 30, I couldn't really afford to go buy a ton of fresh produce. And, you know, I also didn't have the time to like boil my own beans and like soak them overnight and stuff like that. So I kind of fudged it a little bit. And I remember there was one day I was so hungry and I didn't have anything that I could eat on this Whole 30 plan except for canned chickpeas and canned kidney beans.
Mm.
And I opened up the can. I was so fucking hungry that I ate these beans and chickpeas straight out of the can.
Honestly, if you're in the mood for them, it can be great. But if they're the only thing that you have,
it was just like that kind of flavorless.
Slimy as fuck.
Slimy as hell. Yeah. And I couldn't eat chickpeas for a few years after that.
But okay, so in this time though, was there anything about it that was like weight lossy to you?
Everything was weight lossy to
me. In this time. Okay.
Everything was weight lossy.
This is what I had the question about, because when I saw Alex Earl doing this thing, like Whole 30 is about food, whereas 30 hard and 75 hard, the things are choose a diet of your choice, which is the first thing that she said. She was like, I'm not putting diet into this. Yeah,
which I did like. She said her version of the diet part was just cooking at home.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it is a good idea to cook more meals at home. It's totally something that we've moved away from.
And very January.
Very January.
But the other things are two workouts a day. One of them has to be outside.
And they're both 45 minutes.
Well, one of them she showed, though, it was just like a walk outside. And I was like, okay, that seems like a little more attainable. And then it's like you have to drink like 3 gallons of water or something a day.
I think it's just
a gallon. Okay.
But, but that's still, you know.
And then also no alcohol or quote unquote cheat meals. This is what the 30 hard description says, not what she said. Like, and I was wondering, and she answers the question in the first TikTok, like why she would do that. Besides the fact that it's January. Like I was like, you don't seem to, you know, like even in the world where it's like, somebody needs to lose weight. She's not a person who would need to get into shape or lose weight or whatever. Like, I was wondering like why she felt the need to do this. And she said she wanted to see if it would clear her skin up.
Interesting. I mean, that's another reason why people do certain, specifically like change plans. Their diet. Yeah. Is like the skin thing. But I don't even, here's the thing. I think a lot of people choose to do these in January just because like it's a thing to do. It's like something that makes you feel like you're in control in the upcoming year. Like sometimes I would start a challenge, so to speak, and there wasn't even a clear goal in mind. It was just like,
can I do this?
Can I assert control, quote unquote, over my life? Which, you know, I don't think you need to do one of these challenges to do it, but I've seen her posting about this and some people will leave kind of like nasty comments under it, like good luck going 30 days without drinking because
she's a party girl.
She's a party girl. Yeah. And she is one of these influencers that shows a lot of her going out, you know, nightlife.
Yeah.
She blew up when she was still in college at UMiami, which is a known party school. Mm-hmm. And then since graduating, I think she graduated last year. Like this is her first.
I'm not sure. I don't know enough about her as I should, but yeah, I do like her vibe. I think she seems like a cool person.
She seems fine.
I like that she shows her skin as it is before she does her makeup stuff.
I do always appreciate that. I mean, she's a post-grad girl. Like I'm pretty certain that this is her first year post-grad. And it's interesting to me that when she was in college, everybody was all about her content. And now it seems like her audience is split between people who still like her content and then people who think like, oh, just grow up already. Mm. Why are you still going out? Why are you still drinking? And it's like, this is still a 22-year-old girl.
So do you think she's doing it for the people who are speaking negatively about her still partying?
I think maybe she's doing it just because it's just a thing to do. Like,
it's just a thing to do.
Yeah, I really think she's just doing it because it's a thing to do.
What's interesting though too is like what you were saying about it being like Whole 30 being restrictive because of money. Like these things, 30 hard and 75 hard. And by the way, the only difference is one is 30 days and one is 75 days.
Yeah, it's the 30, I think it's the 75 hard, but she is doing the 30 hard just to make it easier on herself. But people are like, you're not even going to last 30 days.
Which, okay, fine. Why not 10 hard?
Well, but this is why being this type of an influencer, obviously, like, I'm not saying it's the hardest job in the world. I really don't know. But
it's 30 hard.
But it's 30 hard. But it seems exhausting because it seems like that's what, like, if your image is I'm this party girl that goes out and enjoys life, but then suddenly people don't want that from you. It's like, but that's my brand. Like, that's who I am. Now people are calling her like an alcoholic.
Oh my God.
It's crazy to me. When I was 22, I remember one night I woke up at 4 a.m. on a stoop in Soho outside of a retail store with a full pizza box, and I was using the pizza box as a pillow.
Oh my God.
And I woke up, had no idea how I got there. That was me at 22. Okay. So just because she is a content creator, I don't think it gives people the right to like criticize her for being a party girl. Like, what were you doing at 22? I find it so strange. But yeah, there are all these people like commenting on her posts, like, how's the 30 hard going? Have you quit yet? Like, basically banking on her failure with this program, which she might fail.
It's interesting though that you say it's a thing to do, because I think a lot of people like, they like don't have the time to do this. They don't have like 2 hours a day to go work out. I mean, some people do 2-a-days, but like a lot of people aren't going to bring a gallon of water into work. Like, you'd be peeing all day. Like, it seems like a lot. But you bring up the fact that she's a content creator. Maybe that is part of it, is it's just something to put content out. Like, today is day two. Like, that is scheduled content for 30 days.
Right.
To talk about how it's going, to talk about the workout, to talk about what she ate.
Right. So apparently on day two, she posted a video to TikTok and then deleted it because she was getting a lot of hate. Well, actually, I don't know if that was the reason, but I just assume she posted a video on day two of this challenge saying that she already wanted to quit. And obviously people pounce on that, you know, they're like, oh, you already want to quit? Like, of course, because you're an alcoholic, you know, all that
verbiage. I mean, I don't know why she took it down, but I would leave it up because it's like, that's so fucking real that of course you want to quit. You've just changed your whole lifestyle.
And that's like, you're still getting over the hump. Like day two is probably one of the hardest days because you're still easing into the challenge.
And you're like, why am I doing this? Like, there's really no reason for me to be doing this.
Yeah. Well,
I don't understand why she doesn't, like, if she's saying she's doing it for her skin, there's other things you can do for your skin.
I would argue there's probably more effective things you could do for
your
skin. Working
out twice a day and sweating into your skin a little more. I don't know if that's great.
Right. I mean, hopefully she's gone to a dermatologist at least.
Yeah.
Also, like, if you pick a diet, you could pick a diet that's like terrible for your skin.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't really know about all that, but while we're at it, I think maybe we should read what, because I did list the other rules and some of these rules are strange. It's not.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
We can't really
There's
call
more
this
rules
because we can't call this a diet. It's more like a lifestyle
challenge. Yeah.
So. Obviously, we already said drink a gallon of water daily, pick a diet to follow with no alcohol. So this is the part that people are like, is she going to be able to do it?
Yeah.
It's like, fuck off.
But nobody's asking about read 10 pages per day of a nonfiction book.
Why nonfiction? When I read this
My choice is fit or fat. Like, it's giving Clueless.
Men are from Mars
and women
are
from
Venus.
It
is giving Clueless. You're so right.
Read a non-school book. And learn a new word every day. They don't have that on here.
Yes.
But they have take
sporadic.
Take a progress photo every day, not sporadically.
Yeah, I don't like the progress. Yeah, like some of these are seem extraneous. But
if you skip a day, you must start over at day one. And if you miss a task, you must start over at day one, which is giving sobriety.
Yeah, it is. Well, because when people describe this thing, they're like, it's really about, you know, pushing yourself.
And this isn't listed here either, but journaling is supposed to be a part of it.
Yeah, journaling is a part of it too, I believe. It just seems like a lot to do all at once.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I've done stuff kind of similar to this over the years. I just feel like when you try to tackle too many things at once, you're setting yourself up for failure, even if it is only for 30 days. If
you miss any task, you must start over at day one.
That's extreme.
That's it's hard.
And how?
And it's in the name.
It's hard.
It's hard.
It's not the 30 easy. It's not the 75 easy. It's the 75 hard.
Yeah. It's not 30 chill.
It's not 30 relax.
Walk in the park.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun. But the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more.
What do you think about the 2 workouts a day thing? Like, obviously, you can adapt it. Like you said, one of her workouts is just a leisurely walk outside.
Yeah, I like that part of it.
That seems nice. 2 a day, I just feel like for most people, that's challenging.
It's a lot of laundry.
Yeah, that it is a lot of laundry. But even if you're, I mean, I guess like if you adapt it, one of your workouts could be walking your dog. And then the next workout could be, you know, squats in the living room, but you have to do it for 45 minutes. That's what's tripping me up. It's like, not everybody has an hour and a half a day to just work out.
Yeah. No, I'd prefer 30 soft.
Yeah, same.
That it's just like workouts that are like really casual. Go casual, on a walk with easy. A friend.
And it's like, if you don't feel like it, that's fine. No pressure.
You don't have to start over. Just take inventory of what you've done so far. Good for you.
Yeah. Like 2 a day is too much.
And also, I can imagine that all the journaling is about 30 hard. Like, it's not normal journaling where you're talking about, like, your feelings. You're like, oh, my God, it's day 3.
Because your whole life.
I want to die.
Because your whole life is consumed by this. It's like, dear diary, this fucking sucks.
Nicole Pellegrino made a great video. I think it's on the Betches main page. And it's on DST. Hell yeah, Lauren. And it's her. Is Nicole actually doing 30 hard? No. Okay.
No. It was a parody. It was a parody. But I wanted to read you this headline because when I was looking up information about this whole thing, I found this article on the Daily Mail. I just wanted to, this is the whole headline. It's a mouthful.
Okay.
Party loving TikTok star Alex Earl, 23, reveals she's quit alcohol as she embarks on a 30 hard lifestyle challenge after ringing in 2024 at raucous soiree with NFL star boyfriend Braxton Berrios. I'm out of breath.
Daily Mail.
The term raucous soiree, first of all, I feel like somebody was up late with the thesaurus for that one, but it evokes a lot for me. And I'm like, yeah. That's what she's supposed to be doing, you know, going to raucous soirees. I'm just curious, what was the most raucous soiree you've ever been to?
Oh, my God.
Or like top 3. It doesn't need to be number 1.
I don't even know. Like, I don't think I raucous soiree at all.
You weren't really into raucous soirees?
If I did, I don't remember it because it was so raucous.
That's the thing. If it gets too raucous, you'll never remember.
And I didn't have the Daily Mail following me at the time. You know what? No, I will say, this is a gross story, but my 21st birthday, you know how on your 21st birthday, you have to accept every shot that people give you?
Of course, yeah.
It's like it's a rule that's horrible and you shouldn't do it if you're a lightweight. I did that and I got so fucked up and I'm in college at the time and we can edit this out if it's too gross, but...
Oh my God, I'm so curious.
Okay. So, oh my God,
What would be too gross for Remy? I'm dying to know.
I had to leave this party. I had been drinking all of the shots. The guy I was hooking up with at the time had left earlier, and his friend had to take me home. And his friend was a friend of mine. But he brings me into a cab with him. I am throwing up over this man's lap.
In the cab?
Out the window.
Oh, okay, fair.
Out the window of the cab, but I'm leaning over him. The other side of me starts farting. I am throwing up. I am farting.
Simultaneously.
Both ends. He is in the middle of these two actions.
Wait, so farting is like continuous?
Yeah, like with every heave was a toot or whatever. And this man, he is...
With every heave was a hoe.
So, yeah. With every ounce of my... Like, my stomach was just going in all directions.
Yeah.
And he is so sweet that he started petting my back and he goes, fart it out, Remy. Fart it out.
Oh, that's so sweet. Stand-up guy.
I saw him recently at my cousin's wedding and I told that story to his new wife. And she was like, oh my God, you've never told me that story. He's like, I never told anyone.
Wow.
Like, that's what I was so embarrassed because I was like, oh my God, this is going to get back to the guy that I'm hooking up with. This is so fucking disgusting. Anyway, so raucous. He brings me back to my roommates. They put me in bed after I am crawling around on my hands and knees crying naked.
Oh, because, that evokes an image.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if this is raucous or this is just upsetting.
Sad. Yeah. Well, no, the raucous part was what led to this.
Yeah. And I think I was crying because I was like so embarrassed for like what had happened. And I was naked because they like got me naked because they were like, your clothes are covered in vomit.
Yeah.
Like, this is disgusting.
Like, put on PJs or whatever.
Yeah. So then after that, they have me shower and they put me in my bed. They put a garbage pail next to my bed. I roll over to the other side, puke off the other side of my bed.
No puke made it into the garbage pail.
It was so gross.
Wow.
That's my most raucous soiree,
that,
I guess.
Honestly, great raucous soiree.
There's no soiree. It's just mostly...
Well, there was a soiree, but it sounds like you don't really remember the soiree that well.
No, I don't.
That's kind of like the sad part about your 21st birthday is you usually, not always, I guess, but usually you get so drunk that you don't even really appreciate it.
No, I'm happy I didn't black out to the point that I didn't remember farted out, Remy farted out.
Yeah, no, you know what? You'll be able to tell that story until you're a grandmother.
Yeah.
You'll be telling your grandkids.
I'll be telling
about
my grandkids.
Remy farted out.
I used to go to a raucous soiree.
You know, this is also a super gross story. And now I'm like, people have already tuned out.
Do you have a raucous soiree,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, so this was, okay. I'm trying to, because this, I don't know if it was the most raucous soiree, but it was pretty fucking raucous.
Okay.
So I went to a wedding and it was a gay wedding. There were a lot of gay men at this wedding.
Okay.
I, at one point, get separated from my friend because we're looking for the bathroom. And she's like, I don't know where the bathroom is. Like, you look over there, I'll look over here. Mm-hmm. And it's wild. Like, dudes have their shirts off. It was unlike any wedding I've ever been to. It was more like a rave.
Yeah.
There was this light display and people were on drugs and it was really crazy.
Yeah.
She ends up going into the men's restroom. And she comes out and I couldn't find the women's restroom. So I finally find her. She's like, oh my God, Emily, I went into the bathroom and then I realized it was the men's bathroom because there was semen everywhere.
Mm.
Everywhere. Yeah. Okay. The reason, like, that was one thing that made it so raucous was like the rave aspect. But I think
you've
it was
just
also,
never been to like a gay gym.
Well, no, I mean, certainly not. But I've never been to a wedding like that. Mm-hmm. I think it was like expectation versus reality.
Yeah.
I was expecting, you know, a very buttoned up, classy wedding. And it turned out to be like Coachella.
Was everyone dressed fancy?
Oh, yeah.
See, I think that is what makes it a raucous soiree. It is raucous, but also it's black tie.
The juxtaposition
You're
is...
You're wearing a tuxedo. There's cum on it.
Also, another thing is I'm sitting at the dinner table. Like I said, everyone is on drugs, but mm-hmm. I didn't know it was going to be like that. I thought it was just going to be a regular wedding. So I'm sitting at the dinner table and this woman comes up to me and she is dressed all in gold and she has fairy wings and she leans in and she's like, would you like anything from the fairy? And I'm like, I'm like very confused. I'm like, what do you have? And she's like, well, what do you want? And I'm like, no, tell me, what do you have? Like, it was this, I was like, why are we doing this dance? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what she's asking me. And she's like, do you want some magic mushroom chocolate? I was like, yeah, you could have just said that.
Yeah.
But yes, I will take some.
Yeah.
And then everybody took it. And then, I mean, the way we were going absolutely nuts on the dance floor, I've just never experienced anything like it. Like,
and then the next day you started 30 hard.
Yeah, the next day I was on a paleo diet.
Yeah.
The next day I was like, I can't live this fucking hard anymore.
I mean,
that's
what I did after farting it out. I said, never again.
Did you take
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay. No, because I was...
But I can imagine people doing that. Like, this headline, it's sensationalist because it's just saying like, oh, like, she's quit alcohol and embarks on this lifestyle challenge or like, after this raucous soiree, like, yeah. Okay.
That's how it happens. And especially for a 22-year-old. It 23. Says 23. I think she just turned 23. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I fucking know this. In researching this topic, I've learned more about Alex Earle than I ever knew. And honestly, she seems fine. I don't know why people are calling her an alcoholic. It just doesn't make sense to me. Like, everyone's an alcoholic at 23.
It's interesting that those are the comments that you saw versus, like, the comments that I saw were mostly like, supportive. Why are you doing this?
Oh, like genuinely asking why?
Yeah. Yeah. And I have been noticing that like my cousin and I will send each other videos and she'll be like, can you believe this comment? I'm like, I had to scroll for like 45 pages to see that comment. And the one that I'm seeing is totally different. So like the algorithm is tailored to, again, you.
Yeah. The algorithm knows that you're curious about why she's doing it.
You think she's an alcoholic.
I guess so. The algorithm thinks I'm a judgmental bitch.
And the algorithm thinks... Remy is confused. Yeah.
Which, I mean, maybe it's kind of accurate, but I'm really not judgmental about her drinking.
No.
It is. Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
Did you have this experience that like when you're in college, for a lot of people, that means you're drinking too much. Mm-hmm. It's just the culture. Mm-hmm. Then when you graduate, there's like this weird adjustment period where it's like you're still partying and you're still drinking. You're still living that way. But it's kind of frowned upon now. It's kind of like you're seen as a little bit of a degenerate.
No, the group of friends that I was hanging out with at the time that I graduated, they could go so hard with drinking and still maintain jobs. And I was so confused.
Like, how do you do that?
Yeah. The algorithm knows. I'm very confused.
Yeah, always.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know how people were maintaining that. I wanted to stop drinking. But they were like, no, the lifestyle continues. But like now we just have 9-to-5s. And I was like, oh my, no.
Yeah, no, I had a reality check similarly when I had an office job. And I was like, I need to be here at 9.
Yeah.
Like I need to be here at 9, not leave my house at 9, be here at 9. I can't like get wasted every night. Like that's not, it's just not doable. And no, then I need to be here all day.
There was a girl that I used to be, I mean, I'm still friendly with her and she has a family now. So I would be so surprised if she still is able to drink the way that she did. But she was like a robot to the point that like we were at a rave once and like she wasn't feeling well and everybody was like, like she's human. Like we were like shocked that she would, because this woman, she could drink before we're, and that's a lot.
That's questionable.
That's a lot. But
no, but some people are just tanks, mm-hmm. and can handle it. But I don't know. I am in awe of those people because I never was one of those people. We already covered this, but do you think these parameters are like realistic?
Doable? No, I think they're really mean. I really like, like it's a lot to do all at once.
Yeah.
This isn't like a... Especially for people who, we've thrown around the word alcoholic or whatever, but not everybody is predisposed to alcoholism. Some people think that's not even a disease or whatever. But if you are living in a world where you're doing this thing often, it's like part of your routine, like then like dry January is enough of a challenge to just, you know.
I agree.
And now that I'm even saying this, I'm like, okay, well, maybe they put in all the other stuff so that you're not just thinking about alcohol all day. Like maybe it's, oh, we do workouts because that would distract our brain. And we're reading nonfiction books, 10 pages per day. Can you read more? Can you read more?
Like what if you're a
good reader?
It's only 10.
A progress photo? Okay.
I don't want to take a photo of myself every day either.
No. And like, I mean, this is definitely not for people who have issues around food.
No, I don't think so. No, definitely not. Especially the pick a diet. Like, I don't know. It kind of goes against everything that I believe in. Like, I don't believe in making extreme changes, and particularly not for the new year, just because you need a quote reset or you need a, you know, because that's the reasoning. To go back to what you were asking before, mm-hmm. a lot of people will say that. And I did used to feel this way too, that you go so hard during the holidays, you're attending raucous soirees mm-hmm. left and right. You feel like you need a reset. You feel like, oh my God, I feel like such a pile of trash that I need to like do this extreme thing to get
back to health, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But it's too many things. I agree with you. If she wanted to take a break from alcohol specifically, just do dry January.
Yeah.
And then if she wanted to work out more, she could do that too, but not have to do it twice a day every day.
I'm going to make a list. This is called 30 Soft.
Okay.
And it's about being soft on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Hey, guys. That raucous soiree that you went to, that's okay.
That's last year, babe.
It's in the past. If you want to improve how you're feeling, your skin, if you want to work out a little more, here's 30 Soft.
Get more sleep.
Work out once a week.
You know what? When you're tired, take a nap.
Take a nap. Go outside at least 3 times a week.
Okay.
This is a soft workout. Do a little walk. Go take in air. Look at animals. Take some deep breaths. Why not read 10 pages of a book? That's 30 Soft. Yeah. Why not? You can do that every day, actually. I think that's doable. I think that's fair. Journal every other day. Every other day. Because
also,
sometimes you don't have something to say.
A lot of times I don't have anything to say, if you can believe it.
So wait till the next day. Maybe you'll have something to say.
And also, if you want to read that book on your Kindle and make the print larger so that the 10 pages are less.
Hilarious.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
It's soft 30.
Yeah, it's soft 30. If you want to read more than 10 pages, why not?
And you know what?
Be soft on yourself 30.
We're trying to cook at home.
Yeah.
But like, if you just have a crazy craving for Chinese,
yeah,
order Chinese.
If you skip a day, that's fine.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Soft 30.
Soft 30. If you miss a task,
you don't have to start over.
No.
It's soft 30.
You maybe do that task tomorrow.
I like that.
Maybe do it tomorrow. Because that's, okay, that's the thing with black and white thinking is I failed, I'm done. I have to do it over again. No, just resume. If we're going to talk about alcohol, 2 drinks a week.
Yeah, well, if you're a heavy drinker, that's way more realistic to just to do a couple drinks a week.
Yeah.
Like slowly reducing is always going to be easier to maintain.
And if you don't drink at all, 2 drinks a week, like up it. Soft 30. If it won't affect, you know. Sure. If you're not in a recovery, whatever. Soft 30.
I love it. I love it. Also, if you don't want to wash your hair, don't do it.
Soft 30.
What you want to do. You do what makes you feel good.
Yeah.
But that's not a challenge. You know, people like to have like a...
But it's still something... Okay, I have not worked out once this year. My goal was once a week.
Okay, we are at January 9th recording this. So that's not crazy that you haven't worked out this year.
I know, but I said once a week, I didn't do that. With Soft 30, I would say, I forgive you, Remy. Go on a walk.
But with Hard 30, it would be like, we need to start this year over.
Mm-hmm.
Because you already failed.
Yeah.
That's another thing that I was thinking, because if you miss a task, you have to start from the beginning. But how is that going to make it more realistic for you to complete this challenge? Like, obviously you were already having a hard time completing the challenge because you missed a task, right?
It's insane.
Now we're going back to the beginning to make it doubly hard for you to finish.
Yeah. And again, it's treating it like a sobriety program. It's like, oh, you don't get your token anymore.
Right.
What?
Yeah. It's a little extreme. It's a little extreme.
It's a lot. Be softer on yourselves, you guys. Take care of yourselves. If you are doing Hard 30 or you're doing Hard 75, like, good for fucking you if you can do that.
If it makes you feel good.
I love a challenge sometimes. Maybe you're already the type of person that works out twice a day.
Yeah,
maybe you already drink a gallon of water. Maybe, like, you're just incorporating some other stuff. That's great. But if you do happen to fall off, I think it's fine.
Yeah, I want to make it clear, I'm not against challenging yourself.
Yeah.
I actually would like to think I challenge myself quite a lot to do new things and to, you know, improve myself. But I just think it's a lot of individual things that we're trying to do everything at once. And that's just, people try to do that in the new year. You see it around the new year specifically so much more because people are trying to like change their whole lives. You don't need to do all of it at once. It's just, it puts an incredible amount of pressure on yourself.
And it's hard because it's cold.
It's so cold.
You're telling these people to go outside every day.
But like, I kind of agree. I do kind of agree with that. You should go outside once a day.
But sometimes it's so cold. Like, I walked outside the other day and I said, oh, I have a sinus infection now. Like the air hit me and I was sick.
Oh my God. When your nose, like the tip of your nose gets that like frostbite.
It was like something had shot up my nostrils.
Yeah, it's like your veins are being injected with ice water.
Or Vicks VapoRub, but like too much of it.
Yeah. No, I totally feel you. But it's still good to go outside.
It's great to go outside.
Especially in the winter because we don't get enough vitamin D.
I know.
And you know, people who have mental health issues.
Hey, how about this? You don't go outside one day, go the next day. Soft 30.
Soft 30.
Yeah.
We're spearheading this. Mm-hmm. TM, guys. TM.
TM. Soft 30. I think that's it for today, right?
Yeah.
We just wanted to talk about Alex Earle. We had never heard about her before. No. I've seen her, obviously. I'm on TikTok. But
I wish her best of luck. I'm gonna keep following.
We're doing well with our resolution for me to send you more TikToks.
Yeah, thank you for keeping me on track.
Yeah.
This is my 75 hard, trying to consume TikTok every day.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard. It's very overstimulating, but I'm trying my damnedest to keep that resolution strong.
You're killing it. Alex Earle, if you don't stay strong, who cares?
Just pick it up again tomorrow.
Pick it up again tomorrow.
Soft 30.
Lie to your audience. Like,
who cares?
Who cares?
You're 23. In 10 years, you're not going to remember any of this.
But I am curious. I would love to talk to her about why she's doing it and how her skin improves, if it does. Anyway, that's not for today. Today's episode is over. Be sure to send your questions to dst@betches.com to get them answered.
Yes. Follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. And if you like this episode, please write us a review. And don't forget to check out our DST merch on shop.betches.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And while you're at it, follow me at Lubination.
Follow me at Remy Casimir. And of course, we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Rebecca Steinberg and Lauren Hope Crass. Editing by Rebecca Steinberg, social media by Lauren Hope Crass, and guest booking by Allie Friedlander.
Be sure to follow Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com or your voicemails to 212-287-5650.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like homestyle meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.